Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and as we begin the 31st week of ordinary time, we ask that we may know, love, and serve you, and to glorify your name so that we may become your servants in all that we do. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today, of course, is Monday of the 31st week of ordinary time, as you heard. And during this time, we're continuing through the book of Romans. Now, keep in mind that we are now in November. And November is the last month of the liturgical year. I talk about this a lot. The liturgical year ends at the end of November, roughly. It changes every year. It's always at the end of November, but it may end at the very end of November, almost at the end, at the beginning of December. It's always around that time. So as we look at this liturgical year that's almost coming to an end, our focus is always on the end of all things, which is the end of the world. And so it's not focused as we see in the news and stuff like that. Ooh, could this be the end of the world? It's us preparing ourselves for that time when we will be united with Christ. And that's the call. So it's really based on, you know, that time will come, you know, whether it's going to come tomorrow or thousands of years from now, we don't know. But there will come a time in your existence that you will stand before the throne of God. Are you ready for that moment? And are you preparing for that moment? So the liturgy often focuses on that. Now, we're going through Romans on the daily reading. We're definitely focused on that in the Sunday readings. But we're going through Romans on the daily reading. And that clearly is part of what we're seeing today. We're looking at the 11th chapter of Romans, and we're looking at where St. Paul is talking about something very powerful. He's actually referring to the Jews and the Gentiles too, but realize he's writing to Gentiles. So what he's saying of the Jews is that the Lord was working with the Jews. And kind of putting this in a simple way, working with the Jews while the Gentiles were being disobedient to the Lord. Now, we recognize that the Jews do not understand Jesus as the Messiah. And, you know, I always quote Dennis Prager. Again, I don't really agree with a lot of what he says politically, but, you know, as someone who is a very devout Jewish man, obviously a public speaker and a prolific writer on Jewish issues and other issues as well, he has some important things to say. And as sincere as he is of his Jewish faith, he's never been able to embrace Christ as his Savior. And there's a lot of reasons for that, that he maintains. So he is living his Jewish faith in sincerity, as I'm sure most Jews do, as most Christians do their own faith and everything else. But as he's seeking to live his faith in sincerity, he hasn't fully come to a point where he can embrace Christ as Savior. Okay, we hear that. We understand that. But what St. Paul is saying in light of that is during the time that God was working through the Jews to teach the world about monotheism, then the Gentiles were disobedient to the Lord. Now he is calling the Gentiles back to obedience. And what it all comes down to is that we come to recognize in Christ is the truth. And so we seek to live the gospel of Christ is the truth. Now, one of the things that's a real problem is something that was described from a long time ago is a division of truth. So people will say there is scientific truth, which there is, and then there's political truth, which there is, and then there's religious truth. But what would happen is people, after the Protestant Reformation, and what that began is a division of a lot of things. I'm not putting everything on the Protestant Reformation. I'm just saying that began a division of a lot of things. So then we had a situation where there was religious truth, there was political truth, et cetera, et cetera. Well, what St. Paul is ultimately saying is, as we understand, Jesus is the truth, not a truth. So he's saying, but ultimately there is God's truth. And now it's time for the Gentiles to understand what that truth is. It's time for the Gentiles to come to know that truth as the Jews came to understand it. And now we go beyond. So we're going to talk more about that on the other side of the break. We'll be right back right after this. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight. Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WEZE 590 AM and WEZE Radio. com at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday Eastern Time. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us on our parish website, ST for SaintAnthonyAlston.org. That's SaintAnthonyAlston.org. And let others know where they can find us and spread the word and subscribe to our podcast. You know, one of the things that makes this podcast unique is I work in a Catholic parish. I'm a parish priest, and that's what I do. I'm a pastor here in Alston, and that's what I do. So I don't work behind the scenes. I actually work and deal with people every day, and that makes a real big difference on how we teach what we believe. We're back, and we're talking about this powerful moment where we recognize what St. Paul is teaching. Okay, now it's time for the Gentiles to come to follow the Lord. Now, we want to take that within reason of what we're doing today, because we're living in an interesting time, and we're in the spiritual battle, but what is our ultimate goal? Our ultimate goal is not to defeat a spiritual opponent. Our ultimate goal is to seek that ultimate truth to which Christ is calling us. And so over the past 2,000 years, we've continued to grow in understanding that truth, and we're called to live that truth in a powerful way. Now, I think we're really come to a point where we're really called to live the truth as Christ has taught us. So we're not called to live the truth on, well, as I always say, these are the rules, we have to follow them. We're called to be witnesses to Christ, but Christ is the ultimate truth. And you know where I go with that, that Christ is beyond all other forms of truth, which are part. They're all, if we take it as a Venn diagram, we see the truth that is Christ, and inside that would be these other spheres that are part of the Venn diagram that would be completely encompassed in Christ. So all scientific truth is part of Christ as truth. All political truth is part of Christ as truth. So we're called to be motivated and be focused on living the truth. And of course, we do that through growing in prayer. You know, I'm going to say it right out. It's really important for you. First of all, I'm going to say this to the Catholics, the Catholic Christians, it's really important for you to be going to church. Now, I'm going to say as to the other Christians, it's really important to you to be going to church. Okay, if you're not going to church, you're certainly invited to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, and there's a little announcement at the end that'll tell you where. We're at 43 Holton Street. But if you have, you know, I mean, if you're living in some other place that's outside of the Alston area and you are nowhere near us, I got a friend of mine who talked about going to church, but he lives in New Hampshire. It's going to take him a long time to get to Alston, Massachusetts. So, but if you're not going to church, start going to church, because that's our call, because we're called to worship the one true God. And so if you're going to a Catholic, if you're a baptized Catholic and say, wow, Father, I haven't been to church in a long time, now's a good time to go. And you're certainly welcome at St. Anthony Parish in Alston. But if you don't live near us, you're welcome to go to some of the other churches. But, well, your local parish. But do understand, and if you are not Catholic and, well, Father, I'm a baptized Baptist, well, then go to your local Baptist church. But you understand what I'm saying. It's important for us to be followers of Christ. Now, granted, we don't believe the same thing doctrinally, but that's our beginning. That's our beginning, to come to where we originally met Christ, to return to that place and to seek the Lord and seek him that we may grow closer to him. That's an important aspect of what we must do. And we're called to do that because we're called to testify to this greater truth. Now, someone says, well, I don't believe in God. And that's fine, but that means you don't believe the same truth that we do because you don't believe God. Now, do I believe in science? I believe in everything to do with science. And I believe in God. Go back to the Venn diagram. It's a bigger picture. So we're called to this greater truth, and we're called to live the gospel as disciples of Christ, and we're called to be people of prayer. That's if you, even if you haven't gone back to church, if you are a person of prayer, that's number one. Number one, if you, you know, just say, you know, Lord Jesus, come to show me that you are real. Very powerful prayer, but begin to pray. And this is what St. Paul is calling. That call was given to you at Jesus' resurrection. So now he's calling you, St. Paul, to be part of that call. We'll talk more tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget, the best way you can support our parish and our program is to come to the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sundays at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. That's at 43 Holton Street, H-O-L-T-O-N Street, in Alston, Massachusetts. Come to the 10 o'clock Mass and join us in worshiping the Lord in Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston. En Cristo vivimos.